Welcome to the trailer of our podcast,
Let's Talk Pendejadas.
I'm one of your hosts, Danny. I'm an entrepreneur, self-absorbed, gay guy.
And I'm Irma, who's quirky, an emotional wreck, and a plus-size baddie.
And not to mention, I'm an immigrant. What is up, you guys? Welcome to the trailer of our podcast.
To confirm, you guys, this is literally season three, you guys. Season three of Let's Talk Pendejadas. Who else was literally like going crazy that we weren't uploading for like the past week? Like,
I was low key because yeah. I didn't even know where my place in this world was without Let's Talk Pendejadas. Nah, but like for reals though, I feel like it feels a little weird. If I'm not mistaken, the only reason why it feels a little weird is just because like me and Irma talk a lot more on our podcast rather than our daily like days here at the house. Just because like we want to make sure that you guys get the good dish yes. and all the good cheese, man.
But of course, to even mention, we're doing audio this time. I know you guys cannot see our faces. You cannot see our little facial expressions and our cringiness. But of course, you guys will be getting the visual version next week. So just hold your horses.
And as you guys can see on your screen, if you guys are watching this on YouTube, our new logo is officially yes. live. And I'm just so filled with so many emotions because, dude, it took us so long to do this. But more about that later.
Yes, we'll get to that.
We're jumping the gun over right. here. You guys had a lot to say in the last episode of Let's Talk Pendejadas. So no creen que se pueden escapar de nosotros porque we are here to talk even more smack. So let's just jump right in. As you guys remember from last week's episode, we talked briefly about Irma's encounter with the guy. And you know how she doesn't like to hook up with cars and like my nut story.
But to start off with the comments, this is from Xtothes Beltran 5991 mood. So they said, no, ma'am, we are worth more than the fuck in the car. Know your worth, girl. If you want to hook up, that's fine, but have standards. We aren't teenagers. You are in your mid-20s. Let's do better. You are deserve better. I'm trying to read that down. But
I'm like, fix your grammar. X-T-O.
As fuck. Nah, my grammar is the same way. But honestly, I would agree. Like, I was trying to kind of like explain that, but I just didn't know how to like, you know, vocalize it, I guess. But it's true. It's just like, I'm not trying to have high standards. I don't think I'm trying to have standards, but I mean, it may look like it, but anyways, I guess I do. But it's just like, I don't know. Like, that's literally some stuff that I would do in my teenage years. So honestly, it's just something that I'm not really trying to like go back in. And as I said, like, I'm just not trying to get caught. It's a little embarrassing, baby.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to tell you that you're not wrong about that. Right. I feel like for sure you definitely should have some standards when hooking up wherever. But sometimes you're horny.
You gotta
do what you gotta do, and you gotta do it at whatever time. And if it has to be in a car, like, just watch your surroundings. Like, even if you have it in a back alley, or like, even if you do it in a public restroom, like, just be careful, be cautious. No matter where you are, like, just be cautious. I feel like the only reason why you don't know, you're like, oh, I'm never gonna hook up in a car again or anything, is because you haven't had like a boyfriend. So, like, also, like, with me and Alan and me have been together for so long. So, like, here and there, I'll be like, oh, you know,
sucky.
In the car, you know what I mean? Or like, let's do it here at the Kino's restaurant.
Let's go to the restroom real quick. We're going, guys.
No, for sure. Like, but I feel like I understand you where it comes to like standards and in hookup culture. Maybe you should maybe be a little bit more clean. And if you want to pay and invest to go do it at a hotel, I mean, go off. Yeah. I just feel like men are pigs coming from a man. That's and true. I know for a fact that men that are pigs should be paying for the hotels.
One thing I will say though, not trying to like elongate this a little bit, but you did make a good point about you saying like, oh, well, you don't have a boyfriend. You don't really understand like that. Sometimes you might have sexual tension with your lover or with your partner. And you know what? It makes kind of sense because I'm going to admit something. Like, like if when you're hooking up or something, like for me personally, I feel like it would, it's a bit of a turn on if I really think about it. Me getting turned on right now. Ah.
I'm like, hold up, we're in the room alone.
Ah. No, we really.
I'm like, go.
Don't get scared, babe. Not with you. But I feel like it's kind of like intense and hot. If like, for me personally, if like you guys are start, you're just like having intercourse on the rooftop and well, like you're just out in the balcony. Like it's the same thing. Like,
listen.
But like in the car, it's kind of like more intimate because like, you know, somebody could just pull up. But if you're just in the balcony, like who cares? People are seeing.
But not only like, that, like I have fantasies as well. Like right? I'm sure like you have fantasies of like, oh, I wish somebody would just randomly kiss me in this elevator and then grab my fat juicy ass. You know what I mean? But like, and that's why I have a man and my man can do that. So yes. Like, of course, like when, if I have a man, I'm going to do that with exactly. My man.
So that's my point. Like if like,
that's my man. Thank you to my man.
It makes sense. And you do have a right point, but of course, like if it's just gonna be a hookup like randomly, and you know, if it's gonna be a car, I'm probably not down. But if it's on the rooftop, on the balcony, shit, I'm sick.
I mean, hey, that's a vibe as well, shit. Right?
I don't know. I feel like it's just different because you get caught by one singular person in the car. But if it's just like everybody else like watching, like fuck it, it's a free show for everybody.
But it's not a free show in the car.
I don't know, man.
Alrighty, y'all. So the next comment comes from Sonia underscore G509. You should make a separate channel for this podcast so Irma can also get her half, because she is also entertaining, and so she can also have access to the account. Wow. You motherfucker.
The fuck up. I think we've already talked about this.
I feel like I don't understand why we keep explaining ourselves to these idiot people that just kind of just comment for and have no sense and just no, they don't even follow up with us. Namaste. Yeah. They just want to talk out of their ass and just kind of say something and be like, oh, did he? Like, you're, this is an assumption. Honestly, y'all, I don't understand how many times we kind of have to explain ourselves. Like, I obviously pay Irma 50-50. Like, I obviously have her give me any type of creative input. Mm-hmm. Throughout this new season, there has been a lot of involvement within each other to learn how to communicate. And this season, we're coming in with a more positive energy and kind of just an understanding of what we can both benefit off of each other to make this a great podcast. Yeah. Now, I'm not going to deny that we should definitely have a separate channel.
Yeah, we actually have talked about it a few times already, and this is also like the reason why we created a separate Instagram and a TikTok for the podcast regardless. But going back to the YouTube channel, as he was saying, we have thought about it.
Actually, not only we have thought about it, we've already set in stone a schedule of how we're gonna do our separate channels. So the way that it's gonna work is we're gonna start off season three, and we're gonna start off season three with a bang. We're gonna be promoting the fuck out of it. We're gonna, you know, try to get as many guests as we can on the podcast and just, you know, give it full force as what it deserved from the very beginning. During all of that, we're gonna be promoting the separate YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Now, the reason why we're promoting the separate YouTube channel and we're not moving it to the separate YouTube channel just yet is because you guys know that there is a type of criteria just for you to get paid on YouTube.
Exactly.
And if we make a separate channel, we're losing a lot of money. We're not making any money at all.
Yeah.
And you know, it has nothing to do with making money. You know, we all love to make money, girl. Exactly.
But at the end, you guys have to realize, like, now we actually have rent that is going to be due because we are going to be moving the podcast into basically a studio. We do have to, you know,
we've invested a lot of money on the set. We've invested a lot of money on the logo. We've invested a lot of money in just everything in general. That why would I be like, oh, Irma, give me $200-$300 and then be like, oh, I'm so sorry, Irma, for the first episode, we're not going to make any money back.
Yeah.
As in a business standpoint, it just does not make sense right now. But like I said, the way that we are going to roll the separate channel is we're going to create the separate channel. We're going to promote our second channel. Mm-hmm. Once our second channel is a certain amount of subscribers, then we're going to post our first YouTube video and see how it goes.
Yeah. And I really hope that everybody really does go to it, you know?
I just want to make it very clear, like, Irma's getting very well paid. Yeah. And Irma is good. Like, y'all think that I got to have her locked up in this fucking cage and be like, Irma, only come out when you need to do stuff.
You guys really like to make these kind of stories up and everything. It kind of makes me laugh and, like, cringe a little bit because, like, it really isn't like that. Like,
we're literally sitting down, chilling on the fucking couch, smoking, and they're over here arguing about it. Yeah. Ni saben
otra vida. We're not even having issues with each other and shit, and they're all creating scenarios. We love that from y'all. But, of course, let's move on to the next comment.
Thank you to Chime for sponsoring this week's episode. What New Year purchases would you put on a credit card? Supplies for the new semester? Gym membership? No matter how you're starting off the year, when you use the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can build your credit score with on-time payments for everyday purchases. If there were an over-cheating credit card that helps you build credit, this would be it. When your credit's good, your future's also good. Plus, there's no annual fee, interest, or credit checks to get started.
I know we all hate overdraft fees, so just imagine having a fee-free overdraft fee. So just imagine having that. That's with using SpotMe. You can literally overdraft up to $200 without fees using SpotMe when you set up a qualifying direct deposit. Just set up a qualifying direct deposit, sign up for SpotMe, and Chime will spot you up to your limit when you make a credit card purchase or cash withdrawal that exceeds your balance.
Start building your credit. Open a Chime checking account with at least $200 qualifying direct deposit to get started. Get started at chime.com/LTP.
That's chime.com/LTP.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members, FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawals and over-the-counter advance fees may apply. Call 1-844-244-6363 for details. Late payments may negatively impact your credit score. Results may vary. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on a payer's SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
This is from Diana Olivia's 4710.
Well, before we get started, I love you, girl. Like, I literally see you everywhere supporting everybody else, and I see you on my TikTok. Like, girl, I just want to give you a huge shout out because I just see you everywhere.
You're sweetheart.
No, you really are, honestly. So I love you.
Danny, what you describe about being in the moment and then after you finish your, like, whatever it's called, post-nut clarity, where you no longer desire what you were feeling, thinking, because you finish and get yours.
Damn. I didn't really think there was going to be, like, actual description or, like, wording.
I've heard this about it before, but I've never really paid attention to about it. You guys want to know a little funny story? Uh-huh. I remember one time. This is embarrassing because, like, I remember one time when I was in, like, middle school and, like, I already started, like, you know, pulling on the cat. I was doing it very regularly. And then when I went to the doctors, I had told them, I was like, I think I have a problem with masturbating. And I literally told the doctor,
no,
I promise you, because I didn't think it was normal. I swear to God, I didn't think it. I wasn't doing it like crazy. I wasn't doing it like 5 or 6, 7 times a day, you know,
in public. And you're like, you know what?
No. Like, I was, it was very much like I would come home from school and then I would go shower and then I would do it there and then just get out and then do it again the next day and the next day. It was like a routine, you know.
What did he tell you?
He ignored it.
No,
he didn't tell me anything. He didn't tell my mom.
He was all uncomfortable. He was like,
I'm like, then why are you a doctor? You know, I've had really bad experiences with doctor right now. I just got my insurance and I'm going to my first doctor's appointment since I've turned 18. And I'm low-key a little nervous. And the only reason why I'm nervous is because as much knowledge as doctors have, and this isn't hate towards doctors or anything like that. Yeah. Like, I know for a fact that they're educated and they can do everything, but they're not as educated because our bodies are changing all the fucking time. And sometimes they have to Google things.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. But also don't be giving me information that I don't know about until you finally find a diagnosis for it. Like, I remember when I had my migraines, they had told my mom that I could have either had a tumor. Mm-hmm. I could have either had a worm in my head or I could have had a blood clot in my head.
What the
fuck? Because every single time I had a headache, like as soon as my headache triggered, I had to throw up and shit.
No
I way. Swear to fucking God.
That's, and
I
instantly,
how bad it was when I went to the Cheesecake Factory with my mom. I remember I went to sleep. I woke up with a headache and we were leaving outside. I literally threw the fuck up and I told my mom I need to go to the restroom, and I went to the restroom right away. And right when I told them, like, I understand that you're being cautious, but, like, as a doctor, if anybody is a doctor,
they,
like,
would
please,
really take it,
like,
serious.
For somebody that I think we should just kind of be very more sensitive when with patients in general,
because you don't know what's going on with
you
your
know what's going on with your body, especially like someone that's not educated about their own body. Like, you, maybe a doctor is, but I'm not going to be like, oh, he has, blah, 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 and then be like, oh, I don't know what the fuck that means. Like, speak to me in English. You know what I mean?
Like, it really is like that.
I don't know. Our healthcare system's fucked up.
It really is, honestly. So, I mean, when you say like Googling stuff, where did you hear that from? Like, doctors Googling shit, or is that just?
No, it's true. It's real true. Like when doctors, like, let's say for example, like you have a stomach flu and stuff like that, and it's very basic stuff, but then you're like, but it hurts over here, and then you'll be like, oh, like, no, it's not gonna be that. Like, you're weighing all of your options out. The doctor's like, no, it's not this, it's not this, it's not this, it's not this. Well, you're gonna have to Google it, because sometimes it's rare what you have, and that one person can be in Germany.
That's true.
Then you have to call the doctors over there in Germany and be like, hey, I have somebody with the similar symptoms, what do you do? You know, our world changes a lot, so
that's
like
true.
Don't know what type of disease is, just like COVID. Look at doctors didn't know what the fuck COVID was.
Bitch, I'm my own doctor. I be Googling everything. What the
Well, yeah, but like you go to WebMD and be like, oh my God, I got canceled today.
Nah, like, for real though. Like right now, I'm like hearing some cracking when I'm like talking on my ear. So I'm like, what's going on? Who's a doctor out there? I need help. I'm just kidding though.
Alrighty, y'all. You guys might ask, what was our inspiration for us to start this podcast? And let's go back to the very, 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 very beginning.
Season one,
baby, baby, let's talk pendejadas. Really? And you know, kind of how it came out of my mind.
It really did, honestly. Like, I will like say this from my own words, like Danny was the one that actually had the full-blown podcast idea and everything, and then he was the one that just like came up to me. He was like, hey, like, do you want to be like a co-host on this? And I was like, hell yeah, motherfucker. But of course, this basically is more like question towards you, to be honest. Like, what really did inspire you?
Well, when I got in, like, I started seeing the trend of like podcasts started to come out, and like it was very few people, but I was like, okay, like a podcast, like I don't think that should be difficult, like it's just kind of like some mics and a recording audio and a camera. Like, I have the camera, I have the lights, I have the space. It's just too much, too more equipment. And then not only that, I was like, let me see how to upload it. If this becomes difficult, I won't even try it. So one day I was like, okay, let me go on this free app. If anybody wants to start a podcast, this is one of the best ways for you to start the podcast, and it's free, and it lets you upload absolutely anywhere on your streaming platforms. And that is Buzzsprout. So I started with Buzzsprout, and it was super easy to use. Super easy, which I loved. Right when I did the whole website, I was like, okay, this is go time. Now I should start seeing if I could do this by myself, or do you think it'd be better if I could do it with someone?
Yeah.
And of course, the first person that popped up into my head was Alan. But Alan had already his talk show. It was still a talk show. It was still a talk show on YouTube. And it was Noche de Pendejada still. And I had asked him, babe, I would love for you to be on my podcast. Like, this is something that would be so cool. Like, you know, we could just talk about random shit, and I feel like that would be like iconic for both of us. And he's like, babe, like, I'm so sorry. Like, the only reason why I don't want to do it is because like I have my own thing going on, and I really want to focus on it, like, because I think it's gonna get big.
He didn't say that he didn't want to do it. It's just like he would have loved to be on it, but it's just that he wasn't able to.
And then he was like, why don't you do Ashley? And I was like, oh, well, if I do Ashley, like, she's gonna have to come to the house, and then like I'm gonna have to do most of the work, and like I just don't want to deal with it, you know. And then, you know, así se quedó. And then late night, I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna have Irma. And nothing wrong with not having Irma. It's just honestly, at the time, at the time, we've had a lot of problems. So Irma didn't really come into my head until I was like, fuck it.
Le voy a preguntar.
She doesn't have to do anything. She just kind of has to, like, let me test it out. If it ends up going somewhere, and then we can talk about her helping me.
Right.
So right when I asked her, she said yes. Like, she didn't hesitate. She's like, but she did kind of hesitate, because she was like, why do you want me? Like, why don't you do Alan, or why don't you do Ashley? And
I go, I was low-key kind of shocked, because I was like, because of course, knowing how we were in the situation, like, we weren't having like huge problems. We were just having little disagreements at the time and stuff. So I was just very like hesitant. I'm like, I don't know. Like, what if one day, like, we just are like arguing so bad, and like, we don't want to upload anything, but we have to, you know, like, you know, it's just, I don't know. I was kind of just like why me? Like, yeah, yeah. Literally, like, I was
no, yeah, for sure. Like, why me? I'm not going to sit here and say that the first couple of episodes was super difficult, but, you know, I don't regret the way that the podcast started. It shows me a lot of growth. It shows the type of persons that me and Irma have became throughout this entire journey.
A lot. This episode, honestly. And I'm going to sit here and say, like, I'm so happy that we're still doing this together.
I'm like, high five with our feet. Now, let's talk about the intro song. If you guys remember the intro song, let me replay it for you guys. Reason why we chose this song, and when I say we is because Irma was literally sometimes even just doing her own stuff, and I was literally playing over hundreds of audios. So I would literally sit there for an hour or two just playing it, being on my phone, next, until I got the right one. And the reason why we chose this one was I had told Irma that the concept for our podcast was very cartoon. Yeah. We're fools. We're stupid. We talk stupid shit. We know that anything that we say is not serious. And if you take it serious, then it's just an opinion, and your opinion matters too, but my opinion matters as well. Exactly. So if you want to be agreeing to it, you can, but you don't have to.
Exactly. And I feel like we've been trying to keep this very like comedy, or very like Comedy Central, basically.
Yeah, very like, non-serious, since, like everything's a joke. Yeah,
like ever since probably like from the start, to be honest, or actually I think like mid-season one, starting season two, we were trying to like relax a little bit, because I feel like for season one we were in like these chairs and we were trying to keep it look very nice and aesthetic feeling. But now I feel like we both, or well actually Danny mostly, had the inspo of like, you know what, like we should kind of like, we've been talking about just random shit.
Yeah,
like why do we have to keep it so serious?
Yeah, and so like, serious and like so professional and so like all of that. And like the logo came out as a cartoon.
Yeah.
And that's the way that we wanted to keep it. This is a cartoon to me. Like all of this is a cartoon to me. Like this is like social media has always been fake. It's not real. Yeah. Anything that we put out in the world in social media, yeah, it's serious. We can get canceled.
Yeah.
But it's not serious. Things move on. Yeah. And like, if you guys really think about it, look at TikTok alone. Like, there's dramas every single day, and you guys probably don't remember what drama happened yesterday and the day before and the day before.
And that's everybody like, just keeps moving on to the next.
Life keeps moving on. And that's why we joke about things that are super serious, and we fucking talk about mental health as well. And you know, it's random as shit. And
talk about the norms.
Yeah.
Like, it's just shit that people don't really like.
We talk about it like friends.
Yeah.
Like when you're literally sitting down and you're kind of just like showing your friend a TikTok and it's like, did you see?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's kind of like our intrusive thoughts are like just speaking out at this point, because I mean, like, no shade or anything to any other podcast, but I really do like to watch the podcasts that are just more like let loose, more chill vibes, more like, I don't know, laid back. Like, I don't know if you've seen this podcast where I think you were the ones that showed it to me, but I saw them on my TikTok too, where they literally just sit in the corner in their chairs and they're just vibing, like chilling. It's like,
yeah, half-assed. Like, you know, ours is really big production. It's not really even that big of a production, but the only reason why we want to make it look a certain way and don't want to just kind of just put two chairs together, mics, and that's it.
Right.
Like, is because thank you to Factor for sponsoring this week's episode. Do you have 2 minutes? Well, if you do, that's how long it takes to make Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to go. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto.
Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day. What are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals.
Pancakes, smoothies, and more. Discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more.
Sign up and save. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious.
So what are you waiting for? Head to factormeals.com/LTP50 and use code LTP50 to get 50% off. Did you hear that?
That's code LTB50 at factormeals.com/LTB50 to get 50% off.
Are you still waiting?
We want to be able to feel comfortable and feel happy to go into our work. Well, basically our workspace and enjoy like what we're doing.
I'm a very creative person. Yeah. And I used to be in theater in high school. So I like the theatrics of stuff like that. So yeah, simplicity is good, but it's not for us, you know? As you guys can see, you guys haven't seen the full set because it's still being under construction right now. It's still going to be under construction for the next couple of days until we have our very first podcast episode, which hopefully is soon. Yes. And
we'll talk about like more scheduling and when it's going to be up more later, of course.
But the design for our set is based off of the talk show, the Eric Andre Show. If you guys haven't seen it, the Eric Andre Show is just kind of like a random ass talk show where they do random ass shit. Yeah. And they really much kind of play off of the intrusive thoughts and humor?
Just dark humor.
Yeah. And like just random shit.
Nobody would really think of doing on TV if people are actually fucking doing it.
Yeah. And the Eric Andre Show is about that. He just does whatever he wants. And that's what me and Irma want to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, the reason why this podcast season is taking a lot is because we are doing a lot. Like, in a good way.
Because we're actually enjoying like how everything's looking now. We're actually like, personally for me, I don't know about you. I'm pretty sure you are. I'm excited to finish the set and actually film our first episode and just see everything complete. Like, I just have a big fat smile on my face.
No, for real though. Honestly, because we went to the office the other day and it started coming together. Yeah, and we were like, oh my God, dude, this is looking really, really good. We still haven't even gotten the logo for the back yet. So like, just not even having the logo just makes such a huge difference how it looks. Now, going back to the Eric Andre Show.
And I actually have never watched it until Danit showed it to me, and I really did enjoy it. Like, it really does show a lot of what, you know,
who we are.
Yeah, of who we are and what we would like to show you guys.
Yeah, because I'm sure for a fact you guys have questions of which segments are going to come back. Is there going to be new segments? And the first segment that we already did was, you guys had a lot to say in the previous episode where we give you guys shout outs and we kind of communicate with you guys through our comments. So that's not going away, and it's still going to be at the beginning of the episode. So anybody that has a chance to check if they even made it on the podcast.
Yeah,
it's in the beginning of the episode, so you guys don't have to wait all the way to the end.
I know you guys like to have a little interactions with us and stuff, and we really do like interacting with you guys too. I feel like we were testing this out literally for these previous episodes of reading these comments, and honestly we've been really enjoying these. I feel like we literally have a whole conversation with you guys, and I feel like it's just a better connection that we could basically grow with y'all. So just keep on commenting. I know some of you guys are like, oh my God, when are they gonna notice me? But girl,
we're getting to you. We haven't left.
Literally. But of course, I know you guys love wine of the week. But we are gonna be changing it. We actually already changed it, like if you guys haven't noticed, to alcohol of the week. That is gonna be a new segment. Well, kind of not new, but just different wording. And we're just gonna have different types of alcohol. So we're gonna see from your guys' comments if you guys have any suggestions of what kind of alcoholic drinks we should have. And sometimes we might not even have alcohol. Sometimes we might just have like a coffee in the morning or a little tea or, you know, just little things like that. So that's just gonna be something that's still gonna be there, but just a slight little twist to it. But we're just trying to figure out how we're gonna keep it, you know, our own touch, our own comedic taste to it, basically.
And with that being said, we're also gonna be doing the recipes on YouTube. So if you guys are listening on YouTube, we are gonna do just the segment specifically for YouTube where we're making the cocktail, mocktail, or whatever you guys recommend in the comments. So just stay tuned for that one. Now, another segment that we actually just started, and we actually just kind of swept it under the rug, and we really didn't talk too much about it, and we kind of just left it on the previous podcast season, was How About How? How about how?
How about how this?
And now, you guys, how about how is a segment where we give you guys kind of like the update of the world. How about how comes from, you know, in our friend group, we like to talk about things that already happened. Like, let's say, for example, yesterday we went to the bar and then somebody tripped me. And then the next day we'll be like, how about how that guy tripped me?
Yeah.
And then we'll be like, what the fuck? Like, we'll just talk shit.
Yeah, we're just gonna have little recaps of what craziness has been going on, not just in our personal life, but even just in the world in general. So,
and in social media as well. We're not gonna be talking a lot about social media drama because I feel like social media drama is very much like forgotten and clownish. It
really is. Honestly, sometimes it's kind of
it's too much. It's too much. It's a lot.
And I feel like people are just gonna be moving on to the next real quick. So honestly, like, that's the least of our worries. Yeah. To be honest, right now our worries is about ourselves and the world.
Yeah. So how about how comes by from that? So I can't wait for you guys to listen to it. And of course, we're just gonna go ahead and go straight into our topics. Our topics this season are gonna be very controversial. Me and Irma have talked a lot about the upcoming episodes, and let me just let Irma explain kind of like the first episode, because this was kind of her idea.
It's both of our ideas. What do you mean? Okay. For this first episode of this season, which will be coming in, we're going to be kind of giving a little recap. If you guys recalled of the time when me and Danny were featured on, or a special guest was on Noche de Pendejadas, guys. And if you guys remember that time, a whole like drama, just a lot of speculations were going on with everybody. And it was just a huge
commotion
that we both were just like, what the fuck is happening? Like, honestly. So of course we're gonna be talking more in depth about that
we've actually never spoken about it. And you know what, and I'm not gonna lie, Irma, I'm gonna say it here on the podcast. I know for a fact that Irma and Alan both got hit up to be on a featured like podcast, and I'm not gonna say on whose podcast, but and they were supposed to get asked about it, but Alan and Irma never spoke about it because I feel like that's our friendship.
Yeah,
like
there was just really no need, because at the end of the day, behind the doors, we knew what happened. We knew what happened, and we knew what we talked about, and that's just basically what we're going to keep it out of this.
We didn't need to put more fuel in the fire, especially because, you know, we wanted to talk about it ourselves and not give it to somebody else when they don't even know us. And not only that, they just want the drama.
Exactly. So of course, we're going to go more in depth because there was for sure like
a lot in that episode.
And also my end where I could have probably done something about it. But of course, we're not going to say much about it. We're just going to keep it as this little teaser for y'all. So, and you know.
Also in the first episode, you guys...
Oh gosh.
My dad's side of the family reached out. Hater vibes, bitch.
You guys, dude. Oh my God. I really can't wait for you guys to listen to this next episode, because that shit was crazy, dude. It was like just something so unexpected and so stupid.
It's so stupid,
like,
dude.
You guys, once you guys hear this, you guys are gonna be like, what the fuck?
And I have the receipts. I have the everything. Dude. And I'm gonna talk about it very accurately because I don't wanna, you know, miss any information and make me look like a fool when I'm not the fool. They are the fool.
Literally teen foolery there.
So, you know, stay tuned for the next episode because we're gonna talk a lot. Yes. And like I said, I'm so excited for this next season, and there's a lot of things that we're super excited to show you guys and just talk about. I feel like this time around we're giving a lot of positive vibes just going into this new season. Now, we get a lot of comments about guests, Irma.
Oh my God, you're so right. We have been getting a lot of questions about that, and for sure we want to make that a possibility. We've been trying to make that a possibility since season one. Actually, if you guys haven't noticed, we've had a lot of
I think we've had a good handful of our guests. Like, yeah. And you know, we appreciate them for coming on the show, because some of them drove hours, some of them even flew.
Yes.
Like, it was just iconic the way that we did our guests. And this time around we're gonna do full force and try to get as many guests as possible for the next season. So again, comment comment down below who you guys want to see for your next season. We'll make it possible, girl.
Oh, yes, you guys. So just keep an eye out. Please let us know, because that's the reason why, of course, we're trying to expand this a lot more, because, you know, just imagine us in season one and season two in this little cuartito where we're used to be at. Like, we don't have a lot of room in here. And now that we have that little office space, like, we're going to we actually have more room, and we're actually able to accomplish to get more guests on there with the space that we have. So,
and not only that, I feel like also when it came to like filming in the room and having guests, I just only felt comfortable with having like certain people in my home. Like, it just feels weird kind of having people in your home, and then also have my dogs. Yes. So like I felt very embarrassed with my dogs barking, and then like,
well, don't be embarrassed because they're dogs, of course, you know, they don't understand.
No, yeah. But it's still, just like it's we're filming, and then imagine I'm all screaming like, shut up. Like,
yeah. You know?
It's just embarrassing. So I just can't wait. I feel like this time around, like this, like I said, we're putting our full force into this.
And we're just really excited for you guys to really like enjoy this season, because we're as excited as you guys are. Okay, so of course,
where are the podcasts going to be available? The podcast, if you're listening to this, of course you guys already know that it's going to be on all of our streaming platforms. Me and Irma have it on our YouTube channels, and then we also have it on our Instagram bios. If you guys ever want to see where we have it, it's also going to be on YouTube as well. One thing that I did want to tell you guys, scheduling. I know that back then we were not consistent with our scheduling, but this time around, our schedule is very strict. And I had already told Irma, like, I do not want to get a 9-to-5.
So no, I'm going to
act like this is my 9-to-5.
No, honestly. But the good thing with that is that we get to work on our own days.
Yeah. Like, and we already set our days. Like, we're not going to let anybody, like, mess with our days. Like, I don't care. Not
even anybody. It's just any type of plans. We have to really, like, make sure that we schedule this good. Or,
and be like, oh, I can't reschedule it.
Any last-minute things. Like, we cannot be rescheduling this stuff. Because at the end of the day, you know, like,
We got to do it
because once we do it once, it's going to be a consistent thing that we're going to end up loosening it up. And is that we're not going to be consistent with it. And I feel like that's what happened
last time.
That's what happened with the season two. We were very good with like, okay, we need to like get these scheduled out on these certain days. But there's certain things that come up and we're like, oh, okay, fuck it. Like, we'll just like, you know, move the date. But we for sure are poniendo todas las pilas and we're going to get this shit straight. Okay.
Alrighty, y'all. And also, it's going to be posted at 10 a.m., y'all. Yes, 10 a.m. on Mondays. Mm-hmm. On Mondays at 10 a.m., our podcast will be posted. The reason why we want to do Monday is to start off your week with something funny, make you laugh. I know that Mondays are a little difficult for some of y'all. I know it's for me.
I hate struggling waking up on a morning, I know, man. Like, especially on Mondays. Those are the worst.
So imagine having your podcast listening in the morning.
We're all uplifting you, getting you with the straight positive mind to start the week.
That is it for this week's podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to us. I'm so sorry that you guys couldn't see us, but for the next one, it's going to be so much better. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social medias at Call Me Danny,
at RomaiteXXO. And also, don't forget to follow the new Instagram and the TikTok that we already have ready. Let's Talk Pendejadas podcast for Instagram and Let's Talk Pendejadas on TikTok only. So don't forget, go like, go comment. Well, we haven't actually uploaded on Instagram moment, but on TikTok, there is a few videos there. So don't forget to follow those as well.
And one more thing that we want to kind of talk to you guys about, we want to give a huge thank you to you guys for all the support and love that you guys have given us. And now I know that some bitches out there hate me and like are like Irma, and I vice versa as well, you know. But I just want to keep a very positive mindset and a very positive aura around us in this new journey that we're starting for our season 3. And with that being said,
don't think that we forgot. We're still going to continue on our positive affirmation,
so that on Mondays you guys have a positive outlook on life and positive outlook through your week. Now for this week's, we are going to end it with a positive affirmation.
A real conversation free from projection and ego flexing is a special gift. Most do not talk to listen, they talk to be heard. self-awareness, selflessness, and real desire to listen are required for a mutually authentic and honest exchange. Wow, I really like that. That gives a lot of clarity and connection. So hopefully that is a great way to start your mornings on Monday or even just for today's episode regardless. Okay, guys? So keep your head up. You got this.
And we'll see you guys in the first episode.
See you there.
Bye.
Bye.